Mr. Bender, if it is all right with the commission, we'd like to combine case number 3945 through 3953.
The request is to combine and consolidate cases 3945 through 3953, is that right?
That's correct.
Any objection to the request? Case 3945, on a motion to consider the application of Union Texas Petroleum Corp. in order to permit the flaring of gas produced from its Square View Bed Well Number 17-1 well, located in Section 17, Township 139 North, Range 103 West, Square View Field, Gold Valley County, North Dakota, as an exception to Section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3946, on a motion to consider the application of Union Texas Petroleum Corporation for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from its Cove Number 2-28 well, located Section 28, Township 162 North, Range 89 West, Minnesota Field, Kirk County, North Dakota, as an exception to Section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3947, on a motion to consider the application of Union Texas Petroleum Corporation for an order to permit the flaring of gas produced from certain oil wells located in the Blue Well Field, Burke County, North Dakota, as exception Section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3948, on a motion to consider the application of Union Texas Petroleum Corporation for an order for flaring of gas produced from its Federal Number 3414 well, located Section 34, Township 139 North, Range 100 West, Norwegian Creek Field, Billings County, North Dakota, as exception to Section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3949, on a motion to consider the application of Union Texas Petroleum Corporation for an order to permit flaring of gas produced from its Federal Number 34-1 well, located in Section 34, Township 141 North, Range 100 West, Whiskey Joe Field, Billings County, North Dakota, as an exception to Section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3950, on a motion to consider the application of Union Texas Petroleum Corporation for an order to permit flaring of gas produced from its Federal Number 19-3 well, located Section 19, Township 144 North, Range 101 West, Elkhorn Ranch Field, Billings County, North Dakota, as an exception to Section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 39451, on a motion to consider the application of Union Texas Petroleum Corporation for an order for the flaring of gas produced from its Rital Number 13-13 Beatrice Well, located in Section 13, Number Township 140 North, Range 96 West, Dickinson Field, Stark County, North Dakota, as an exception to Section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3942, on a motion to consider the application of Union Texas Petroleum Corporation for an order for the flaring of gas from certain oil wells located in Devil's Pass Field, Billings County, North Dakota, as an exception to Section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Case number 3953, on a motion of the commission to consider the application of Union Texas Petroleum Corporation in order to permit the flaring of gas produced from Federal Number 18-3 well, located in Section 18, Township 144 North, Range 101 West, Devil's Pass Field, Billings County, North Dakota, as an exception to Section 380806.4 North Dakota Century Code. Would all those who wish to testify in cases 3945 through 3953 please rise and take the oath? You promise to tell the truth, matter about to be heard?
I'm Jan Fleck Romanoff, Fleck Wayne Hustress and Mayor of Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing here today on behalf of Union Texas Petroleum Corporation. We have one witness today, Mr. Don Wells. Would you please state your name for the record?
Don B. Wells, WDLLS.
And what is your address, sir?
14001 East Island Avenue, Aurora, Colorado.
And you are employed where?
They're in Aurora with Union Texas Petroleum as production superintendent.
And how long have you been with Union Texas?
17 years.
And your duties are what, sir?
I'm production superintendent for the Rocky Mountains.
And your educational background is what?
Graduated from Texas Tech University in 1960 with a Bachelor of Science in Petroleum Engineering.
And are you familiar with all matters which are relevant to these hearings today?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll offer the further testimony of Mr. Wells as that of an expert.
We'll proceed.
In case number 3945, Mr. Wells, you brought with you certain exhibits 1, 2, and 3. Referring first of all to exhibits 1 and 2, did you either prepare those exhibits or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you satisfied that they are accurate?
With the exception that the pipeline is shown as Diamond Shamrock and it should be Western Gas Processor.
And that would be on exhibit 1 under remarks?
Yes, ma'am, and also on exhibit 2.
Okay, then moving on to exhibit 3, is this a gas analysis for the well in question?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
And does this comprise private books, records, and files at Union Texas, which
yes.
is the business of Union Texas to keep?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then moving back to exhibit 2, This exhibit shows this is not the location of the well in question.
Yes.
And you have also indicated in the bottom of that exhibit the nearest gas pipeline, that being Western Gas Processors.
That's right.
And what is the distance from the well to that pipeline?
10 miles.
Then moving back to Exhibit 1, Mr. Wells, does this contain the relevant data with respect to the well in question?
Yes, it does.
Would you then give us the current gas production?
It's 5 MCF a day.
Are you flaring or are you using all that gas production for lease?
We use all the gas on the lease, plus we supplement it with propane.
And so is it only from time to time that you find it necessary to flare?
That's correct.
And is it then your request that you be allowed an exemption to flare from time to time as necessitated by lease operations?
Yes, ma'am.
Given the low production, which you've just indicated on Exhibit 1, in your opinion, is it economic to connect the well in question now or in the future to the Western Gas Pipeline?
No.
I will offer Exhibits 1 and 2 and 3.
Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 are received. Any questions with regard to the exhibits in Case 3945? Case 3946?
Mr. Wells, in case number 3946, you also brought with you three exhibits today. Referring to exhibits 1 and 2, did you write to prepare these and have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you satisfied that they are accurate?
Yes, with the corrections noted already on the sheet.
Thank you. And with respect to exhibit number 3, is this a gas analysis for the well in question?
It is.
And are you satisfied that that exhibit is accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
And is it comprised part of the books, records, and files at Union Texas, which it is the business of Union Texas to keep?
Yes.
Okay, then would you please refer to Exhibit 2 and tell us whether or not that exhibit does show us the location of the wells, which are the subject matter of this hearing?
Yes.
Does it also show, which well is the well in question for this particular hearing?
In Section 28 up in the northeast corner of the exhibit.
And is that known as the Cope 228?
Yes, it is.
Are there two other wells in the field which are shown on Exhibit 2, but which are the subject of case number 3947?
That's correct.
And those would be found in Section 36?
Yes.
Okay. Does Exhibit 2 also show the distance from the well in question to the nearest pipeline?
Yes, ma'am. 10 miles west to the Cope, west of the Cope.
And then moving on to Exhibit 1, would you please indicate to us what the current gas production is from the Cope 228?
Approximately 3 MCF a day.
Are you using what is being produced on the lease?
Yes, ma'am.
Then are you finding it necessary to supplement from time to time?
From time to time, yes.
Then is it only necessary to flare from time to time?
Yes.
And that is given what is happening with respect to your lease operations?
Yes.
Given the low production, as we have seen it on Exhibit 1, is it your opinion that it is uneconomic now and in the future to connect the well to the nearest gas pipeline?
Yes.
We'll offer Exhibits 1, 2, and 3.
Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 received. Any questions?
You indicate that all the gas is flared.
That's in the event of an upset. It should say upset, but that's just the maximum if we have trouble for some reason the treater goes out.
Okay. This is 3946. I'm not getting my phone.
That's right.
But on the other exhibits, you were showing lease use.
Yes, sir. We use it on in the treater, and I guess that could be an addition to it, that the 3 MCF flared is only if we have trouble.
Okay.
That's a maximum flare. Normally, there is no flare.
Okay, thank you.
Just for clarification, on Exhibit 2, you show that the city service pipeline is 4 miles west of the Matson 4-36 and 5-36. Are those the two wells circled in Section 36?
Yes, sir. That's another case in just a minute.
Realize that. But then you say that it's 10, your well is in Section 28?
Yes.
For this exhibit?
Okay.
And then you say it's only 4 miles west of those two wells in 36 and 10 miles west of your?
It would appear that there's 2 miles discrepancy in there. I did not catch that.
So it more than likely be seven or 8 miles.
7 or 8, yes, sir.
questions? 3947?
Just back, one more question, 3946. Even given the correction of 7 to 8 miles to the nearest gas pipeline, does it remain on economic to connect the well?
It does.
Thank you. In case number 3947, you once again have brought with you three exhibits. Referring now to exhibits 1 and 2, did you either prepare these or have them prepared under your... 1, 2, and 3, did you either prepare those or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, ma'am.
And then referring to exhibit 4, is this a gas analysis, which is a representative sample of the wells in question?
Yes.
And is this a part of your books, records, and files at Union Texas, which it is the business of Union Texas to keep?
That's correct, yes, ma'am.
Would you then turn to exhibit 3? And this is the plat which shows the two wells, which are the subject matter of this hearing?
Yes, ma'am.
And those are located in section 36?
Yes, that's in 436 and 536.
And does exhibit 3 also show the distance to the nearest line?
Yes, ma'am, 4 miles to the city service pipeline.
And we also note that perhaps we should make a correction just for clarity with respect to the coke line, with respect to the coke 228?
Yes, that should be 7 to 8 miles.
Okay. Would you then move to your exhibit 1, first of all? And this is the relevant data with respect to the maps in 4-36?
Yes, it is.
Would you describe to us the current gas production?
It makes 5 MCF a day, which we use on the lease. The 5 MCF flared would be a maximum flare in the event of an interruption with our service.
So for practical purposes, you only flare from time to time, depending upon necessities of lease operations?
That's correct.
Then, moving on to Exhibit 2, does this describe the relevant data with respect to the maps in 536?
It does.
And then once again, would you give us the gas production?
It's 5 MCF a day, again with the 5 MCF flared being an intermittent flare in the event of interruption.
On both these wells shown in Exhibits 1 and 2, you are supplementing, we would suppose?
No, ma'am. In this case, we do not have supplemental gas.
Okay, and then, given the low gas production which you have indicated to us, and based on your testimony and distance to the nearest pipeline, is it your opinion that it is uneconomic to connect the wells in question to a gas pipeline?
That's correct.
Would it remain uneconomic in the future?
It would.
We'll offer Exhibits 1, 2, and 3.
4. Exhibits 1, 2, 3, and 4 received. Questions?
Jane, do you think there's a problem with the advertisement?
Are you referring to the field bank?
On case 3947. As far as the field name, it says the Blue Elk Field in the, as captioned in this.
It's our understanding that it was the Blue Elk Field. We had the Bobell's Field on exhibit 1 and 2 and changed it to Blue Elk Field. I would assume you would know perhaps better than I with the name of the
Well, the production report does have them in the Blue Elk Field. I mean, excuse me, the Bobell's Field.
It is Bobell's Field?
Well,
we didn't know if it was Bobell's Field or Bobell's area as far as Union, Texas is concerned. I can't really answer your question on whether or not there's a problem with the notice until I know for a fact what the field name is.
If there is a problem.
It would be Bobell since it is in the production report.
It is Bobell?
It would be Bobell.
If there is a problem with advertising, Jane, would your client have any objection to us re-advertising and incorporating this record in the...
No, not at all. In fact, that's what we would have requested.
The problem is there is a Blue Elk Field in Rendell County, in the Sherwood area.
Okay.
Any other questions? So then, actually, exhibit number 1 is correct.
Exhibit number 1 and 2 would have been correct as originally prepared, and it should be Bobell's Field.
Any other questions? Do you have anything further in case 3947, Ms. Romanoff?
I'm just checking to see the application.
Okay. Find out who made a mistake.
Must have been a
clerical error.
I think we'll drop it.
Okay. But I see you didn't sign the application. Did you have anything further with regard to 3947?
No, I did not.
Okay. 3948?
3947 is the one that's...
Right.
We're going to continue that.
We can do that again. Once you're complete, we'll decide what we're going to do.
Okay. Now, Mr. Wells, moving on to case number 3948. We have today three exhibits which we have brought with you. Referring to exhibits 1 and 2, first of all, did you either prepare them or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, ma'am.
And then moving on to exhibit 3, does this represent the gas analysis for the well in question?
Yes.
Does it comprise part of your books, records, and files at Union Texas, which it is the business of Union Texas to keep?
Yes.
Would you then turn, first of all, to exhibit 2 and tell us whether or not this plant that we see locates the well in question?
It does, and it indicates an Amarillo Hess pipeline 4 miles to the north. We need to make a correction there. That is a Coke pipeline rather than Amarillo Hess. It's noted at the, in the legend to the bottom and then up along the line indicating the pipeline. That's also shown on Exhibit 1 in the remarks at the bottom of the page.
So on Exhibit 1, we also want to change Amarillo Hess pipeline to Coke?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then moving on, referring again to Exhibit 1, would you please indicate to us what the gas production is for this well?
4 MCF a day.
Are you using all the gas produced on the lease?
Yes, ma'am, and we supplement it with bottled gas. We have a gas engine as well as a treater.
Do you only flare from time to time, depending upon lease operations?
Yes.
Given the extremely low production from this well, your testimony, Exhibits 1, 2, and 3, in your opinion then, Mr. Wells, is it uneconomic to connect this well now or in the future to the Coke pipeline?
It is.
We'll offer Exhibits 1, 2, and 3.
Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 are received. Any questions with regard to the exhibits in case 3948? Case 3949.
Mr. Wells, referring now to case number 3949, you have brought with you today again three exhibits. With respect to exhibits 1 and 2, did you want to prepare those exhibits or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, ma'am.
And with respect to exhibit 3, is this the gas analysis for the well in question?
It is.
And does that comprise part of your books, records, and files at Union Texas, which it is the business of Union Texas to keep?
Yes.
Would you then refer yourself to exhibit 2 and tell us whether or not this well plat does not in fact show the well location of the well in question today?
Yes, it does show it.
And does it also show the nearest gas pipeline and the distance from the well to that pipeline?
It does.
And what? Who is the owner of the pipeline and what is the distance?
Western Gas Pipe is about 2 miles.
Refer back now, if you would, to Exhibit 1 and tell us the daily gas production from the well.
There is no production currently. The well is temporarily abandoned due to the tubing being stuck in the hole. We possibly have collapsed casing. We would like to ask for permission in the event we restore the well to production to flare. When it produced, it made 5 MCF a day.
And would you anticipate approximately the same production once you are back in operation?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you using what was being produced on the lease?
We were.
So were you only flaring from time to time, depending upon lease operations?
Yes.
And so then, to summarize, is it your application that in the event that you do resume operations, that you'd be permitted an exemption to flare from time to time as necessary?
Yes.
Based on the low volume that has been produced and probably will be produced from this well, is it your opinion that it is uneconomic now and in the future to connect this well to the nearest gas pipeline?
That's correct.
We'll offer Exhibits 1, 2, and 3.
Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 are received. Any questions?
How long has the well been shut in?
About 3 months.
When do you plan on repairing it?
Unless the price of oil improves, we probably won't. It would be uneconomic.
Okay, so you're going to leave it shut in for how long it takes.
Yes, sir. We have another well that does produce on the lease, which is not.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Case 3950. All right.
In case number 3950, you brought with you three exhibits today. With respect to exhibits 1 and 2, did you either prepare those or have those prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you satisfied that they are accurate?
Yes.
Have you made a change with respect to exhibit 1?
Yes, to change the field name to Elkhorn Ranch.
And was that consistent with the advertisement?
Yes, ma'am.
That's true. We assume it is Elkhorn Ranch Field. Good. Okay. Moving on to exhibit 3. Does this represent the gas analysis for the well in question?
It does.
And is this comprised part of your books, records, and files at Union Texas, which is the business of Union Texas to keep?
Yes.
Would you refer back to exhibit 2 and tell us whether or not the well in question is not located on that plot?
Yes, ma'am. The federal 19-3, the surface location is in section 17 as indicated. It's directionally grilled hole.
And does exhibit 2 also show the location of 2 other wells, which are the subject matter of case number 3952?
3 other wells.
3 other wells.
Yes, ma'am.
Does exhibit 2 also show the location of the wells in question with respect to this hearing to the nearest gas pipeline?
Yes, Coke pipeline is approximately a mile east.
And that is from the federal 19-3?
Yes.
Okay, would you then move back to exhibit 1 and tell us what the current gas production is from the 19-3?
15 MCF a day.
And are you using any of that production on the lease?
Yes, ma'am, it's all used. This is a hydraulic well. We have to heat a great amount of power off, so we use all the gas on the lease.
So are you only flaring from time to time as necessitated by lease operations?
Yes.
Given the production, which you have shown to be low on exhibit 1 based on your testimony, do you consider it uneconomic to connect the well in question to a gas pipeline now and in the future?
Yes.
We'll offer exhibits 1, 2, and 3.
Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 are received. Any questions? 3951.
In case number 3951, Mr. Wells, once again, you have brought with you three exhibits. Did you either prepare or have prepared exhibits 1 and 2?
Yes, I did.
And are you satisfied as to their accuracy?
Yes.
Does exhibit 3 represent the gas analysis with respect to the well in question?
Yes.
And does it comprise part of your books, records, and files at Union Texas, which is the business of Union Texas to keep?
Yes.
Referring to exhibit 2, then, first of all, does it show the location of the well in question?
It does.
And that is, namely, the
Riddle 1313.
Does it also show whether or not there's a pipeline within an economic distance?
Yes, ma'am. There's no line within 10 miles.
Would you then move back to Exhibit 1 and tell us the current daily production of gas from the well?
Yes, it's 5 MCF a day. Primarily nitrogen is indicated on Exhibit 3. It's almost 78% nitrogen. We do burn the gas as best we can in the treater, but we also have propane supplement.
So then, based on what you've just indicated to us, you vent or flare, if possible, only from time to time?
That's right.
And given the low gas production and the quality, as you've indicated, is it your opinion it is uneconomic to connect this well to a gas pipeline?
That's correct.
And will remain uneconomic to so connect the well in the future?
Yes, ma'am.
We offer exhibits 1, 2, and 3.
Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 are received. Any questions? Case 3952.
Mr. Wells, in case number 3952, have you brought with you today 7 exhibits?
Yes.
Would you then refer, first of all, to exhibits 1, 2, and 3, as well as exhibit 4, and tell us, did you prepare these exhibits or have them prepared under supervision and control?
Yes.
And are you satisfied that they are accurate?
Yes.
Then would you refer to exhibits 5, 6, and 7 and tell us whether or not those exhibits respectively represent the gas analysis for the wells in question?
Yes, I do.
And do those exhibits comprise part of your books, records, and files at Union Texas, which is the business of Union Texas to keep?
Yes.
Would you then, first of all, refer to exhibit 4, Mr. Wells?
Exhibit 4 is a plat showing the location of the three wells. 18-3 is a direction of the drill well with surface location in section 17, bottom hole in 18. So the 17-1 is in section 17 and the 8-2 in section 8 is indicated.
Does exhibit 4 also tell us the distance from the wells you've just described to the nearest gas pipeline?
Yes, ma'am. Approximately 3/4 to a mile east of the wells.
Mr. Wells, will you now refer to your exhibit 1? And does this describe the relevant data with respect to the federal 17-1?
Yes, ma'am. We make about 30 MCF a day, use 0.5 MCF a day. Again, this is a directionally drilled hole, and we have a great deal of power all the heat. We do have approximately 5 MCF excess, which is flat.
Then would you move on to your exhibit 2 and tell us the relevant data with respect to the federal 18-3?
Yes, ma'am. The 18-3 produces about 15 MCF a day, direction of the drilled hole also. We use all gas there. We don't have to supplement it with bottled gas, but we do use it all on the lease.
Do you then need to flare from time to time depending upon lease operations?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, would you then move on to your exhibit 3 and tell us the relevant data with respect to the federal 8-2?
Yes, ma'am. The federal 8-2 produces about 14 MCF a day. We use 10 MCF a day for the treater, and we have an occasional 4 to 5 MCF a day flare.
Now, Mr. Wells, given the low production which you have just described and which is also shown on exhibits 1, 2, and 3, do you consider it economic now or in the future to connect these wells to a gas pipeline?
No, ma'am.
We'll offer exhibits 1 through 7.
Exhibits 1 through 7 are received. Any questions?
Is this well, the federal 18-3, was it recently completed from the Madison?
No, sir. It wasn't recompleted.
Or recompleted?
The 18-3 was excuse me.
Is there an 18 number 3 producing from the Madison in section 18?
Excuse me, just 1 minute. Can I keep it verified?
The 18-1
is at the bottom. We've got this shown in the box.
It should be nice.
I'm sorry. Here, I must apologize for all the mistakes we've had. I had been out of town, and I picked these up before I walked up here, and I didn't proofread them as carefully as I should. That should be Madison. I'm sorry.
That's on exhibit 2?
Yes, ma'am. The 18-1 is a temporarily abandoned well from the bottom.
The 18-1 is not involved today?
That's correct.
No.
Case 3953.
Mr. Wells, in case number 3953, you brought with you three exhibits today?
Yes.
Exhibits 1 and 2, did you either prepare those or have them prepared under your supervision and control?
Yes.
Are you satisfied that they are accurate?
Yes.
Moving on to exhibit 3, does this represent the gas analysis for the well in question? Does it comprise part of your books, records, and files at Union, which it is the business of Union to keep?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you turn to exhibit 2 and describe for us the well, which is the subject matter of the hearing, and its location to the nearest gas? gas pipeline?
Yes, ma'am. Federal 24-3 is located in section 24, as indicated in the middle of the plat, approximately 3/4 of a mile from Coke's pipeline.
Would you turn back then to Exhibit 1 and tell us the daily gas production and other relevant data with respect to the well?
Yes, ma'am. The well produces, the 24-3 produces 25 MCF a day of gas, part of which we use on the lease for the treater. We have a maximum intermittent or maximum flare of 25 MCF a day, normal 15 MCF a day flare because of the 10 MCF used on in the treater.
Now, in any of these cases which we have been discussing today, Mr. Wells, does your indication of distance to pipeline take into account such matters as compression or terrain, roads, creeks, items of that nature?
Yes, ma'am. We've considered it in every case. This case 3953 is the only one where we have any appreciable amount of gas to flare. We do have three other wells in the section which go into a common tank battery in the northeast corner of section 24. The BLM would not let us lay a flow line from the 24-3 to that central battery where we have a pipeline connection to the Coke line there.
And what was the reason for that?
Because of the very severe terrain.
Is there, you indicated that there is some, well, you've indicated 25 MCF per day gas production. Are you aware of any possibilities of gas connection in the future, given perhaps some other production in the area?
We have some plans to drill in section 26 to the southwest of section 24. If that drilling does take place and we get production there, there's a possibility of Coke laying a pipeline coming east and west approximately across section 26 and 25. At that point, we would be able to lay a pipeline perhaps from 24, down into section 26 and tie the well in at that time.
Now, who is the operator of the well that you just described?
It's only a proposed well that we might drill. Meridian has a well in section 25 that is currently is not connected, but Coke may lay a line into them.
So basically right now it is uneconomic to connect the well in question to the Coke pipeline?
That's correct.
And it will remain uneconomic unless the production you just described is achieved by drilling the well proposed?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll offer Exhibits 1, 2, and 3.
Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 are received. Are there any questions?
You said that terrain problems that the line, you could lay the line there, but just got to take it from
row. It'd be about 6 miles around the way we'd have to go to get to the line.
Okay. And what are your reserves in this well? Have you calculated that?
No, sir, I have not.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay.
You have basically specific volumes of gas. How are those volumes increased?
We've installed gas meters on each well. I did not bring them. I apologize. I have charts on them, and they are the volumes indicated are from gas meters, which we've installed on each well.
In this case, you have a meter measuring the gas.
If we're flaring it, yes, sir. We even checked it. We shut in our treater and would vent the gas for a few hours to measure it so that we would have an accurate measurement of the gas. Well, that is the total production. Yes, sir. We would shut in our treater, which is where we're burning the gas. We'd shut it in, bypass the treater, and vent the gas and measure it. And so the volumes indicated are those measured volumes. Normally, yes, sir.
So you shut in the meter and run the gas through the meter?
Just run it through the meter to measure it for the purposes of this hearing, really, and to verify what the volume of gas is. Normally, of course, we run it through the treater and burn it.
So you were running this gas through a meter for one day just to see what
Yes, sir, actually less than a day in most cases, because we wanted to use the, we needed it for our operation, but we did measure it to determine the volume.
So, if, then you're estimating the gas used from the basis of that tank?
That's correct, and then in many cases, we even have to supplement, we don't even burn in all the gas, we still have to supplement that with propane.
Any other questions with regard to case 3953? Any other testimony cases 3945 through 3953? Jane, we still have the matter with regard to 3947.
3947.
Procedurally, it may be more convenient for us to have this matter dismissed and then have another application submitted. And then, of course, we could, you know, incorporate the record from this hearing into that. But it would just be easier for us to handle it.
We would have no problem with that. That gets us to the end of May, however. And I may be wrong, but I seem to recollect that the deadline is June 1.
We're submitting applications for the May?
29th.
No, for the orders of the statute.
She meant to get an order signed.
It's 1 July? Okay. For some reason I thought June. 30th of June.
Well, there's some question whether the orders that the cases that are heard in June, whether there would be orders entered for those cases by July 1. That's the reason.
There's no problem as long as the order is signed.
So you will resubmit an application.
It will be effective prior to the triggering date of the statute.
Okay. You will resubmit the application.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other testimony in cases 3945 through 3953? If not, we'll close these hearings. Thank you.
Thank you.